A Trip Around Columbus.
Welcome to A Trip Around Columbus. I'm Brian Curtis. If Northland were its own incorporated municipality, it would be the eighth largest in Ohio. Morse Road, Cleveland Avenue, and State Route 161 are the main commercial corridors, with Carl Road as the other main corridor through the Northland area. Northland Mall and the nearby Continent were part of the community's commercial peak in the 1970s and 80s. The first attraction to the Northland area was not Northland Mall or the Continent, but Minerva Amusement Park, which was built in 1895 along the Harbor Road, which most people know today as Cleveland Avenue, somewhere between Clinton Township and Westerville, as the Green Streetcar Line connected Columbus to the park itself. It was originally a small farm settlement in Blendon Township. Minerva Amusement Park became the largest amusement park in the county at the time. There was a zoo, museum, roller coaster, water slide, lake for swimming and boating, a baseball diamond, a large dance pavilion, pony rides, fireworks, a theater, restaurants, and so much more. When Olentangy Park was built a few years later down in Clintonville, that spelled the demise for Minerva Park as it closed for good in 1902. However, in the 1920s, developers laid out streets and built homes for the amusement park's site. After development was stalled by the Great Depression, development picked up back again, and in 1940, the village of Minerva Park was incorporated. In the 1950s, people started moving north. Neighborhoods such as Clinton Estates, Woodward Park, and Forest Park were developed north of Morse Road. But there would be one development that would be the focal point of the neighborhood. In 1962, 76 acres of farmland occupied the corner of Morse and Carl Roads. That farmland would become Northland Mall, which opened in 1964. During the first 11 years of Northland Mall's existence, the mall was an outdoor mall, with a clock tower with chimes being the focal point of promotional activity. Not to be outdone in the Northland area, the Continent opened in 1972 along Bush Boulevard and State Route 161. The Continent was reminiscent of the open-air markets of Europe. Both Morse Road and State Route 161, or Dublin-Granville Road, were huge commercial corridors in the Northland area, and they both had shopping destinations and restaurants through the community. Northland Mall was a premier shopping destination. However, the opening of City Center Mall in downtown Columbus in August of 1989 changed that. Northland lost steam. In 1997, the mall at Tuttle Crossing opened in Dublin, and Lenox Town Center opened near the Ohio State University campus. In 1999, Easton Town Center opened 3 miles down Morse Road. In 2001, the final nails in Northland Mall's coffin were delivered as Polaris Fashion Place opened in southern Delaware County at I-71 and Polaris Parkway. On October 9, 2002, Northland Mall closed its doors for good, 3 weeks ahead of schedule, because there were only one or two tenants left. In January 2004, the mall building was torn down. The movie theater is now home to the Northland Performing Arts Center, and the only remaining building from the mall itself, the JCPenney building, was taken over by the Ohio Department of Taxation. Possible usage for the site of the mall included rec centers, housing, and mixed use, but Northland wasn't the only shopping mall to suffer in the Northland area, as the Continent changed ownership in the 90s and retailers left or closed up shop. But Northland is making a comeback. Since the 1960s, they've held a July 4th parade up and down Carl Road every year, and since 2012, the Northland International Festival has taken place in Northland. This has been A Trip Around Columbus.